You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time for another Audio Described Theatre review here on RNIB Connect Radio, as I'm joined again by Vidar Yarding, MBE Inclusion and Diversity Consultant for ITV News across England, Wales, Northern Ireland and the Channel Islands. Hello Vidar, how are you?
Good to speak to you, Toby. I'm fine. I hope you are as well.
I'm very well, thanks. We have what is becoming a bit of a cult musical this week, which is also a bit like Singing in the Rain, Meeting Strangers on the Train, as the UK tour of Operation Mincemeat visited the Alexandra Theatre in Birmingham. So, Vidar, how did you find this fast-paced, hilarious, unlikely true story of the secret twisted operation that won us World War II with Operation Mincemeat at the Alexandra?
Well, I went with some friends, Toby, who'd been building this up for some time and saying what a wonderful show it was. And the fact that their niece has seen it 11 times probably tells its own story. But it was a great pro show, great pacey, very slick, very polished, very amusing, very poignant. Mixture of all of the above, really. And the 2.5 hours or 2 hours, 40 minutes of actual onstage activity just raced by.
And I think it's sort of set in 1943 as we are sort of losing the war. And luckily, we are about to, I suppose, gamble all our futures on a stolen corpse. And Operation Mincemeat is bursting at the seams with a lot of chaos that you couldn't invent. And the question is, I suppose, how a dead body, a fake love letter, and of all people, Ian Fleming, came together to wrongfoot Hitler. But Operation Mincemeat is a story that, you know, I suppose you couldn't make up, but is completely true, which I think is absolutely amazing.
You couldn't indeed make it up, and you're absolutely right in that very well summarised resume, actually, Toby. Very, very entertaining, very, very good. Good to hear a background given in the pre-show notes and on the touch tour by Theo Hornsby Walsh from Mind's Eye, who provided the audio description. Great to get on the stage. It's a small stage at the Alexandra Theatre, but nonetheless good to get on the stage to look at some of the props, some of the costumes, to give you a flavour of the actual backdrop to the production. And then a lot to take in terms of information both before the show and the pre-show notes, and a couple of minutes of pre-show notes for the second half, if you like. So lots of information to take in and lots of great description to make you aware of what was going on over and above anything that you may have taken in individually and been able to follow from the story because of the dialogue and the music. But anything overt individual was described by Theo brilliantly.
And as well as being a story about the war, Operation Mincemeat is also a social satire on Britain's public school elites, as well as exploring grief, longing and feminism with lots of jokes and even a rap about the Third Reich too. And I suppose, you know, sort of Theo's audio description did keep you up to date with everything that was happening on stage, as I think only 5 actors playing over 80 characters.
That was the real discovery of the afternoon for me. I came out and somebody mentioned en passant, perhaps it was included in the notes, but I hadn't taken it in, that only, as you say, 5 actors had actually put it all together on stage, and really was quite a remarkable tour de force. Great acting, great timing, great entertainment all round, and all credit to them.
And as well as the sort of, you know, wonderful dialogue, very sharp wit in this production and fantastic songs. I think the show closes with a full sequined Top Hat number, complete with kickline as well. So, you know, great musical number at the end.
Great song at the end. And that was well described in terms of outfits and what people were wearing, etc., by Theo. And his audio description carried on right to the last moment. Lots to describe, and thankfully that was done well. Made me feel really part of it and really got so much more out of the show that I wouldn't have otherwise enjoyed.
So for you, Operation Mincemeat was a laugh-out-loud experience with endless charm, as one critic has said, and a show that I think, as you said at the beginning, that you could see again, again and again, Vidar.
I think that's very true. Whether it'll be 11 times like my friend's niece, I'm not so sure, but certainly be very happy to see it again and a couple more occasions, because there's so much to take in. I'm sure I'll have missed some of it on the first watch, if you like. So really entertaining and a bit different all round, I think. The themes were different. The subject matter was different. The mixture of emotions portrayed on stage were different. And yeah, I thought it was, as you said in your introductory question, a cult thing, actually. Very, very, very good.
Well, to find out more about the UK tour of Operation Mincemeat, along with dates and times of performances near you, do visit operationmincemeat.com/tour/UK. Next time, Vidar, you'll be looking at a couple of new productions at the Patrick Studio at the Hippodrome.
That's right. So interesting to talk to you about that. And nice to share these new works with people, particularly as they had audio description as part of the offer. And all credit to the theatre for providing that.
Well, as always, thank you very much indeed, Vidar, for sharing your audio described review of Operation Mincemeat at the Alexandra Theatre in Birmingham with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Always a great pleasure, Toby. Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.